Okay, now we are going to talk about the latest PHP articles and book reviews that have been published in the latest weeks. And as usual, we give them a review, just mention which ones are the most interesting that we should comment, and just give a brief overview. So, Arthur, so which ones would you like to comment?
Yeah, there are a lot of the tutorial articles this week, and a lot to talk about. And the first one I want to mention is improving your PHP project structure with dependency injection. This article was written by Samuel Adeshina, and it consists of two parts. The first part describes how dependencies can make your code structure better and what are the downsides of using dependencies. And it describes more thoroughly dependency injections and single responsibility principle. It has a lot of theory of how it could be done and how it could be achieved. But the best part comes in the second part of the article, which are the real life examples and implementations, where Samuel discusses how he had a database wrapper class that would access data from database, and he would want to debug it with a exception manager, and provides a code of how he could inject this exception manager into the database class, like injecting through via constructor or providing a setter method. Basically, all that were discussed in the previous article, it provides real life examples, and it becomes much easier to understand it. So, if you need to have some correlations with the class, and especially injecting a dependency of the other class in the one, you should read this article, and it would discuss all the methods, how it could be done, and also what are the downsides of these methods, and you could find the one you would use that would more suit you.
Right.
You want to mention something?
No, it's basically what you said. Brief mention, there is still one missing part, but for some reason Samuel was not being able to access the site lately. Maybe he's having some kind of problem, but don't worry, when he's ready, he'll publish the last part.
Okay, so the next article is very interesting. It's called Improving the Security of Your User Passwords in PHP with Ultra Paranoid Computing. It was written by Dave Smith, and the idea of the article any computer can be hacked, passwords can be guessed given this time that we have to brute force or guess them. And there is an interesting system how to improve your passwords that would not only take into account the words that you type, the letters that you type, but also the rhythm how you type it. I actually wrote about this similar system in one of my research works while I was in universities, and comparing different methods, many interesting methods. This one was most complex to learn, but in the end it was the most secure. And as I see, then Dave Smith probably, or maybe some other, provides the PHP Paranoid Postcode package.
It's from him.
Yeah, from Dave. Yeah. So it would generate the secret key and the rhythm mapping. So you would learn to type this password with the specific rhythm, and that would be ultra secure. So yeah, that's why I like the idea. I did the research similar myself, and this is really one of the best methods.
Yeah, it's probably hard to make it work, but once it works, I imagine that it's more secure than something any other method.
Yeah.
Because either the person remembers the rhythm or not, and it's in his memory, not something that somebody eavesdropping could intercept and steal.
Yeah, nobody would actually guess that you're typing a specific rhythm. Most yeah. sound like you're typing naturally, but this, in reality, there are different rhythms in how you type. Next article is how to easily search .docx, doc, and PDF files in PHP, converting them to plain text. The article was written by Ash Kiswani. And yeah, as we discussed previously, then usually handling with docx or PDF files is hard. And I think that there is the class provided that does a functionality mentioned, and basically it lets you convert the docx or PDF or doc files to an object that you can get simple text out of it. The text probably would not be readable, it would be with many styles and stuff like that, but the point is that you could still search in it like a normal text, like in any simple text you would.
Yeah, it just extracts the text, and then from then on it's easy to search and index. It's probably not suitable for displaying because it loses formatting, but that's basically it.
Yeah. So if you need that functionality, you can check out the class and check out the article.
Yeah.
And another really interesting one, I've been reading on it a lot to understand it fully. It's called PHP Automated SMS Gateway for Request and Response Services. And again, it was created by Dave Smith. And what it does, it would let you create a service that you would control through SMS text, that you could send some keyword to the server, it would receive it, do something, and even reply with some text or keywords. So for me, it seemed like an REST API, but only for SMS. That was really interesting. But actually, the service is quite complex. You need to learn the CMRL, which was abbreviation for Concise Message Routing Language, which is subset of XML that you could define the message patterns. And if you want to set up something like that it's really complex. The first part outlines how the system works and describes the basics of CMRL. And the second part of this article describes the terminating nodes, basically the parts of XML file that you can define and what they do. And I think it also provides the php.go engine package that you could set up on your own server. And I think it even emulates without really having any network, it would emulate this so you could test the system.
Yeah, well, basically that class, this article is about classes. Authors can publish articles about classes that they wrote. And in this case, the article, the class is the php.go engine, which basically handles the interaction with the .go service. The .go service provides some numbers, some service numbers that you can send SMS messages, and then they interact with the site that you have to actually determine how to respond to those messages that the user sent. And basically, the second part just shows how the possibilities of this automated engine to generate responses. And there will be, I think, two more parts that tell more advanced aspects of this service. I think the only limitation is that it only works on certain countries where these service numbers are available. So, but still, it's very useful.
Yeah, and as I said, it's really advanced, and probably the system to set up is also a bit complex. Yeah, but the Go is a third-party service, right? So you probably need to pay for those numbers that you can send and stuff like that.
Well, actually, if you want a service number dedicated for yourself, you'd really need to pay. But in this case, the service is free because the number is from the .go service. But in this case, it is only available in certain countries.
Okay. But yeah, basically, if you need a setup system like that, check out the article. It would give you a lot of insight. And the last one I wanted to talk about is automatic PHP regular expression building. I think that only part one and part two wasn't yet published, right?
Yeah, the author is still working on it. So for now, there is only this part.
Yeah, I think the regular expressions are the ones that user most struggle before they give up and learn them normally. Because yeah. I know I resisted myself learning them for a long time and just Google something, try to combine something, and then I just give up and thought, okay, let me try to learn that. I even wanted to create a class that would generate regular expression based on the some input example, stuff like that, but it was too complex. And
that's so, basically but, what the author of this article, yeah. Christian Wieg, did, and it's quite advanced.
Yeah, and here he describes the problem and meta regular expression. It's just if you had some sub expressions, how would you parse it? And then you need to write this, your own reg expressions for this meta expression and stuff like that. Well, reg expression is kind of complex in some cases. And Christian provided the package, advanced regex package. So basically, if you need to parse lots of regular expressions, different expressions, and don't want to learn them or try to write them, then this package, as I understood, provides some kind of similar to object way to define those regular expressions, and also you can also teach them from the test sets, right?
Yeah. Well, basically you can pass them a sample test, a text with for instance a log file, and it will figure the regular expression that will match the each line or the whole document. It's really, if I tried to do it myself, I would still struggle, so I'm not trying to explain how it works internally. I just describe the result, which I think it's wonderful, very advanced.
Okay, I think that's it on my part.
Yeah, and on my part, I also like to mention several articles. Let's start with the first here, but I need to share the screen. Okay. The first one that I would like to mention is one that raised a great interest by David Lasso from Spain, and José Luis Lasso, and it's about the ways that you can interact with your website users, like to send notifications, either via SMS, WhatsApp, Facebook, or Telegram. He mentions that there are several ways to achieve this, to use each of these channels. He mentioned some classes that exist on the site, for instance, for sending SMS messages. Then he mentions WhatsApp. WhatsApp is tricky because there is no official API that is being authorized by WhatsApp. WhatsApp doesn't want applications to bother their users, so there is an unofficial WhatsApp API that works around, and José Luis just mentioned there is a page where you can download the code to access that API. He's not responsible for that API. He's even concerned that if somehow teach how to use that API, he could have his own account canceled by WhatsApp. But there is a way, it is just not the official way. I don't know if there will be a way ever, because WhatsApp is very restrictive. And then he mentions about interfacing with the Facebook, sending messages, sending notifications. He actually mentions there are some challenges because there are certain APIs that were available in the past that are no longer available presently. But it also describes possible solutions that work today. And finally, he mentions Telegram. Telegram is more or less like WhatsApp, but it provides an official API. Actually, there is an application called Telegram CLI, and he actually wrote a class to wrap around that program to actually notify the users. So the first part, it's here. There is a second part that is not yet published. So if you are interested in this, these topics, stay tuned, there will be a second part. So the next article that I wanted to comment is about people that now that PHP 7 was finally made available, and certainly the MySQL, or the old MySQL extension is not being bubble anymore. It is available, but it is in the Pacl repository. But nobody is encouraging you to use it. So you have to migrate your code. Basically, it talks about what are the differences. It is not just a matter of adding an I to the MySQL calls. And so this article describes the differences and between the functions, or how do you do certain things in the MySQLi, using the MySQLi extension. And if you are really in a rush and you do not have much time to migrate your code because it is a lot of code, or you don't have all the time that it takes, his suggestion is to use a class that he developed called PHP MySQL to MySQLi that emulates the MySQL extension using the MySQLi functions. So this is very interesting and useful, and it comes in the right moment that finally people will be starting using PHP 7. And if they have legacy code using the old MySQL extension, they will have to migrate it somehow.
Where was this article when I was migrating to MySQLi? And recently, someone on the PHP classes package forums requested also to convert one of my old packages to be MySQLi. So it's great to know that those packages are still being used and people want them to be updated.
Yeah. Yes, actually, some time ago, not recently, I have a database abstraction layer called Metabase, and it didn't provide yet a MySQLi driver, and I had to create it starting from the MySQL driver, and then figure that many things are not just adding the I in MySQL. Yeah. And so basically David summarizes all the things that are simple and those that are not that simple, but it provides a solution, and that is great. So the next article is about a platform that I've been hearing a lot about, Docker, which is basically a platform for managing containers, typically Linux containers. So you can have sort of an environment very similar to what you have in production, even if you are not using Linux. For instance, if you are using Windows or Mac, you can use Docker to create containers that emulate your production environment as close as possible, and that makes it easier to test your applications without having to put them in production. So you will be able to catch more bugs earlier before deploying your applications. So this is the first part of a series of articles. It talks about what is Docker, and what the author, in this case Gregory Kochanov, wanted to explain is that there are many things in the documentation of Docker that are missing. So he basically wanted you to learn what you wanted. You need to know that it's probably not very well explained in the article. And the following parts will be more PHP related. This one is more general. So the next parts will probably be more specific to PHP and MySQL and other things that you use in your typical PHP environment. So the next article that I wanted to comment is a general article about creating frameworks that are not exactly MVC frameworks. This article is by Nadir Latif. It published a package called PHP Utilities Framework that consists of several parts that are general purpose. They do many things that you need, typically things like authentication, templates, caching, and database access, email, encryption, well, and so on. Many things that you typically have, you probably don't need one of those frameworks that also have MVC and other things. So it was interesting in the sense that I think many developers have their own selection of classes to do these things, and that this one is an example of how to create one. Finally, I wanted to comment an article about queues. This is an article by Alexander Skaknov, and he's talking about the importance of queues. When you want to speed up the processing of tasks that probably will not take a short time to complete, and you cannot make the user wait for them. So the solution is just to create a queue to send the jobs to that queue, and then a separate program will execute those jobs. And the article gives some examples how it could be implemented in PHP. This is basically the first part, which is a simple part. And the next part will be more advanced because it will show how you to process the items in the queue and divide them between many workers, so you can do parallel queue processing. But this is basically an article. This first part is basically just an introduction to the queues, how to implement them in PHP. Next part will be more advanced. So basically, we have covered all the articles here. Now we're just going to comment on one book review. We have done lots of articles, but there are not many books to review because I reviewed so many. And let me share the screen here, which in reality is not a book review, it's a video review. It's a review of a video, tutorial video by Lorna Jane Mitchell about PHP Web Services. And the review, Jose Gomez, really? Present.
For some reason, I always thought that it would read as Jose.
Oh, it depends on your accent. Yeah. And obviously in Spanish it will be pronounced that way, but it depends on your accent. Anyway, back to the actual video. The review just tells you what the this video covers. Things like SOAP and REST and debugging. API calls, auto design APIs, and all the things that you need to know how to create web services. So this was an interesting video to review. It seems there is a trend now to create more videos and less books. I don't know if this trend will keep up, because producing videos, it's not the same as writing books. The author needs to be very at easy with video recording.
In lots of projects that I'm working, lots of users are requesting video tutorials, but I really can't understand it. For me, it's much easier to read a tutorial, to get back to specific part, reread it or use it while doing the project or something like that, rather than try to skip a video to a specific moment to see that again. I don't know. I just feel that reading is much easier.
Yeah. Well, I think in this case, the video in reality is not one video, it's multiple videos that are divided by sections. So you can jump directly to the section that you are interested. So it's more like a course in video rather than a single video. And anyway, I think the newer generations have less and less patience to wait for long readings, and they were born when TV and internet was probably already up, and so with video being well disseminated, they probably prefer to watch it rather than to read books. Well, that's what I learned from my son. I don't know if your son's already gave you that idea.
Yeah, my son is always astonished when he sees a TV which is not a touch screen or something like that.
Yeah, he cannot touch it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, the other day also I had an interesting moment, because I got a notebook, a whole notebook, and from Google, a Chromebook, and the old ones were not touch based, but there was a guy that asked me if I could send it to him, and well, since I'm not using it, I'll say, okay, I can send it, but I wanted to reset the notebook configuration to the factory settings, and I was struggling trying to touch the screen to actually do whatever I wanted to do, but okay, that's the sign of times. Well, basically with this we concluded the books and actually articles and video course reviews, because there are no book reviews this month. Bye.